We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dennis Paul. He is the general manager of the Lacrete Lumber Barons of the NWGHL, a team I know had their training camp this past weekend. Dennis, how did things kind of go up there?
Really good, despite, you know, all the things that have been happening up north with wildfires and that. People still came up to the camp, and we had 44 players register and partake in our camp this main camp this September, long weekend. We had players from Slave Lake and Elk Point and, of course, Lacrete and High Level area. So the primary attendance is from local area kids there, but no, it was really good.
And I know teams around the league have preseason games going on this week. You guys are actually doing something kind of unique. You guys are going down to Edmonton playing some exhibition games against some teams in the Capital Junior B League in the Edmonton area. How exactly did that kind of sort of come together for you guys?
Well, you know, we talked about something to have a kickoff or a bit of a bonding experience off the get-go with our guys and just have the ability to play some different teams. Because unless you get to provincials, you don't really play other junior B clubs in the province unless you make the effort. So I started making some calls and was able to arrange games with St. Albert, Spruce Grove, and Morinville for a triple header down there on the weekend. And, you know, it's 5 or 6 hours to Grand Prairie down Highway 35 or 5 or 6 hours basically down to Edmonton through Highway 88. So we chose to do something a little different. And if it goes well, it's probably not a bad little flavor to have for preseason.
Now, going into kind of the second year for the team here, what can, fans expect in terms of kind of sort of the style of play you guys are hoping to have this season?
We're pretty excited about what we have after this weekend for a club. We've been able to secure Dion Knelson for a 3-year agreement on the bench as a head coach, and he definitely has the pedigree to develop young players, and I think that's attracted some of the younger ones to come back to Lacrete and play and develop under Dion. We had a couple, prospect Eric Giesberg, who played in NAX last year, as well as Jonah Cardinal, who came back out of GPAC to back home to play. And we actually have 8 underage players or U18 players on our club. We'll probably be the youngest team in the league again, but it's fast and exciting players. So I expect hopefully a few more goals from the front end this year. And, hopefully we'll be able to put a few more wins in the column with that.
I guess, kind of in terms of the expectations, you made the playoffs last year, had that pretty tight first round of playoff series with Dawson Creek. What's kind of some of the goals for the team going into this season?
Well, we want to be 500 plus. We want to be top 4 for sure. We'd like to get home ice advantage on a playoff situation off the get-go. And just see where it goes from there. So, yeah, each year is progression. We had pushed for 500 last year. It was a big goal to come in as a new program and try to get that. We almost got it. We got into the playoffs, which was really exciting and really, really filled the crowd there for those couple games we had. So, yeah, it's an exciting time. Playoffs, of course, different season altogether and a whole different excitement about it. Hopefully we can go past the first round this year and get further, get deeper.
It'll be definitely interesting to see what you guys do this season. Dennis Paul, the GM of the Lacrete Lumber Barons, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Thank you, Kyle.